VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English and speaking skills. My name is Hubert, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Let's go! What's up, everyone? Hubert back again with a Feng Bros video this time. Did you know why I said let's go? It's actually a certain term basketball players use to express support or to cheer a fellow teammate on. I use this term because of the featured guest, Jeremy Lin, who uses this term quite often. Go watch his games. He says it all the time. All right, guys. So in this episode, we have the Feng Bros talking about a phenomenon we Asians growing up in the West call Americanized Chinese food. What's the difference? Well, a lot of first-generation immigrants who had to make a living in the West adapted traditional Chinese food to fit a Western palate. Palate refers to a range of options for you to taste. We would eat things like deep-fried chicken balls, orange chicken, and lemon chicken. Just like Jeremy's parents, my parents would always be insulted if I ever brought that food home. They would also say that it wasn't real Chinese food. For the listeners in Taiwan, you gotta try it to understand. Okay, let's get to the featured sentence. Today's featured sentence. They actually did it pretty authentic in terms of a lot of places still have like a bottom layer drenched in the sauce, and then the upper layer won't be as much. I'll say that again. They actually did it pretty authentic in terms of a lot of places still have like a bottom layer drenched in the sauce, and then the upper layer won't be as much. Okay, now time for the pronunciation tips. First word, authentic. Three syllables. A has the short A sound, then, as in, and then. Tick. Simply say tick. Authentic. Next word, drenched. One syllable. Drenched has the typical DR sound and pair it with wrenched, like the tool, wrench, drenched. The last one I have for you are linking words. A lot of. This one sounds like a lot of. Link the T directly into of to get lot of. A lot of. Moving on to vocabulary. The first word is authentic. Definition: if something is authentic, it is real, true, or what people say it is. Used in a sentence, you could say, this is an authentic Jeremy Lin jersey. Next word, drench. Definition, to make someone or something extremely wet. An example would be, after a round of basketball, I was drenched with sweat. And lastly, bottom layer. Definition, bottom, the lowest part of something. Layer, a level of material such as a type of rock or gas that is different from the material above it or below it, or a thin sheet of a substance. Used in a sentence, you can say, the bottom layer of the cake is usually my favorite part to eat. Oh my goodness, now I'm hungry. I don't care what my parents think, sometimes it's nice to eat Chinese food that's not so authentic. My favorite would have to be the deep-fried chicken wings. Can't go wrong with those. For those living in Asia, have you ever tried Americanized Chinese food before? What did you think? Did you find it more enjoyable than authentic Chinese food? For those who have only been eating Western Chinese food, I would suggest you guys try authentic as well. A quick tip, we usually share the dishes, so don't be ordering a fish dish and eat the entire thing yourself. There's a reason there's a circular glass surface that rotates on Chinese restaurant tables. It's also referred to as a lazy Susan. Chinese dishes are meant to be shared. Alright, you know the drill. Record your recordings, watch the video if you haven't already, and even tell me some of your favorite Chinese dishes. I would love to hear about them. Catch you on the next episode of Pronunciation Challenge.